भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Ninth canto, chapter 18, text 40. Dadruvacha, nasai darasasthatum antara praptayatava, abhiditva sukangram vaitusnam naiti purushaha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Dadru replied, my dear father, you have already achieved old age, although you also were a young man. But I do not welcome your old age and invalidity, for unless one enjoys material happiness, one cannot attain renunciation, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Renunciation of material enjoyment is the ultimate goal of human life. Therefore, the varnashrama institution is most scientific. It aims at giving one the facility to turn home back to Godhead, which one cannot do without completely renouncing all connections with the material world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhadananukhasya. One wants to go back home, back to Godhead, must be Niskinchana, free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Brahmani Upasamasrayam. Unless one is fully renounced, one cannot engage in devotional service or stay in Brahman. Devotional service is rendered on Brahman platform. Therefore, unless one attains the Brahman platform or spiritual platform, one cannot engage in devotional service. Or in other words, a person engaged in devotional service is already on Brahman platform. Mangsa jogya vicharena bhakti jogena sevate sa gunan sarajita neitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Bhagavad Gita says, one engages in full devotional service, don't fall down any circumstances. At once, transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. If one attains devotional service, therefore he is suddenly liberated. Generally, unless one enjoys material happiness, one cannot attain renunciation. Varnashrama, therefore, gives the opportunity for gradual elevation. Jadu, the son of Maharaj Dadati, explained that he was unable to give up his youth, for he wanted to use it to attain the renounced order in the future. Maharaj Jadu was different from his brothers. As stated in the next verse, Sarvasya chodita pitraha druhishchamascha bharata tritya chakhyo adharmajna. Maharaj Jadu's brothers refused to accept their father's proposal because they were not completely aware of dharma. To accept orders that follow religious principles, especially the orders of one's father, is very important. Therefore, when the brothers of Maharaj Jadu refused their father's orders, this was suddenly irreligious. Maharaj Jadu's refusal, however, was religious. As stated in the 10th canto, Jadas dharma sridasya. Maharaj Jadu was completely aware of principles of dharma, religion. The ultimate principle of religion is to engage oneself in devotional service to the Lord. Maharaj Jadu was very eager to engage himself in Lord's service, but there was an impediment. During youth, the material desire to enjoy material senses is certainly present. And unless one fully satisfies these lusty desires in youth, there is a chance of one's being disturbed in rendering service to the Lord. We have actually seen many sannyasis who accepted sannyasa prematurely, not having satisfied their material desires, fall down because they are disturbed. Why do you accept sannyasa prematurely? Foolishness. Therefore, the general process is to go through grihastha life and vanaprastha life, finally come to the sannyas and devote oneself completely to service of Lord. Maharaj Jadu was ready to accept his father's order and exchange youth for old age because he was confident that the youth taken by his father would be returned. But because this exchange would delay his complete engagement in devotional service, he didn't want to accept his father's old age, for he was eager to achieve freedom from dispensers. Moreover, among the descendants of Jadu would be Lord Krishna. Therefore, because Jadu has eager to see Lord's appearance in his dynasty, as soon as possible, Jadu refused to accept his father's proposal. This was not irreligious, however, because Jadu's purpose was to serve the Lord. Because Jadu was a faithful servant of the Lord, Lord Krishna appeared in his dynasty, as confirmed prayer of Kunti. Jadu priyo shyanmaye bhaye. Jadu was very dear to Krishna, who was therefore eager to descend in Jadu's dynasty. In conclusion, Maharaj Jadu should not be considered adharmajna, ignorant of religious principles, as the next verse designates his brothers. He was like the four sanakas, Chatusana, who refused to order, refused the order of their father Brahma for the sake of a better cause. Because the four kumaras wanted to engage themselves completely in the service of the Lord as brahmacharis, their refusal to obey their father's order was not irreligious. Brahmacharya from first ashram, next will grihastha ashram, then next will sannyas, vanaprastha ashram, then next will sannyas. It is not easy thing. This is just gradual development, opportunity for gradual development. You not to jump like that. Those who take sannyas prematurely, Prabhupada said, we have practical experience, Prabhupada. We have practical experience. Those who have taken premature sannyas, we have seen they have fallen down. They have fallen, isn't it? Premature. They are fallen. They fall down. Yes. Here Prabhupada says, they fall down. In this very elaborate purport, Prabhupada has given what is dharma, what is adharma, how Jadu's refusal is supported by dharma, whereas refusal of his other brothers are not supported by dharma. Prabhupada has explained in his purport, very elaborately. Here Prabhupada says, prematurely taken sannyas, they have fallen down, Because they have this desire for sense enjoyment is not satisfied. Yes, not satisfied. Yes, we have actually seen that many sannyasis are so sannyas prematurely, not having satisfied their mental desires, fall down because they are disturbed. Yes, they are disturbed. There is an impediment. Maharaj Jadu was very eager to engage himself in Lord's service, but there was an impediment. What is the impediment? During youth, the material desire to enjoy the material sense is certainly present, and unless one fully satisfies lusty desires in youth, there is a chance of one's being disturbed, rendering service to the Lord. We have actually seen many sannyasis who have accepted sannyas prematurely, not having satisfied their material desire, fall down because they are disturbed. Therefore, the general process is to go through first brahmacharya, then brahmacharya ashram, then grihastha, then vanaprastha, finally sannyas. But another point is also here. It's also discussed in this chapter. Nandatu kama kama anam puhugena samyati avisa krishna gattyeva bhuya dhavi vardhate. It's also there. This will come up. The more you give enjoyment to your senses, more they will demand. Yes. They will never be satisfied. Are you satisfied? Another point is there. If you forgive the blazing fire, the fire will never be extinguished. Rather, it will become more blessed and demand, give me more ghee, more ghee, more ghee. Similarly, the more you give enjoyment to your material senses, the more they will demand. They will never be satisfied. Where is the question of satisfaction? This is also their teaching here.
Valapi is now requesting his sons who are young, already attained youth. Huh? The stage is old for their youth. Huh? Everybody is refusing. Elder son Jodhar, why he refused, is explained. Then his younger brothers all refused. Huh? No, we can't. Isn't it? It's all the same. My dear father, you have already achieved old age. Huh? He had two wives, one Devadani and another Sarmishta. Huh? Enjoyed sex so much. Huh? Already sons were produced. From Devadani he produced Jodhu and Durbhushu, two sons. They are young men now. And from Sarmishta he produced three sons, Druva, Anu and Puru. Five sons of young men, already enjoyed sex. They are so young men, still not suspect. Very suspect, sir. When his father-in-law Sugriva cursed him, he became old and invalid. So he became old and invalid. Then he said, sinlessly said, my sexual desire is not satisfied. Isn't it? Mr. Allen. No, Mr. Allen had one wife previously. Already produced one son, or how many children? One son. So many times enjoyed sex, isn't it? So many times already enjoyed sex, but not satisfied. Yes. It's Jadhati is the first, two wives, not satisfied. So insatiable is there. Now he asking for exchange. He is in search. He is dissatisfied. Still thinking to marry. Yeah. He is dissatisfied. Complaining about his wife. Yes. So practical, Baba, practical. So dissatisfied. Now that to kama kama na upabhogena samyati havisa krishna bhaktiyema bhuyam. Bhagavata Jadhati will say this curved letter. His youngest son, Puru, will be willing. Then he exchanged. His youngest son, Puru, accepted the old age and buried of his father and gave his youth. Then Jadhati enjoyed. There was only hundreds of years. Still no satisfaction. No satisfaction, very satisfaction. Here comes, in this perfect times, you see. There is an impediment during the youth of material desire to enjoy material senses, certainly present, unless one fully satisfies his lusty desires in youth, there is a chance of one's being disturbed in rendering service to the Lord. We have actually seen that many sannyasis who accept a sannyas prematurely, not having satisfied their material desires, fallen down because they are disturbed. So where is satisfaction? Prabhupada said, the yoga should be satisfied. There is no satisfaction at all. How will you be satisfied? This question come up. No lāt kāma kāma no bhoge na samyati avisā krishna bhakti eva huya vebhāvi vat dhuti. If you pour ghee in the blazing fire, never be extinguished. Rather, it becomes more blessed. Similarly, the more you express enjoyment to your senses, they'll never be satisfied. They'll demand more. Then, very satisfaction. So why this thing is said here? And again, that thing will come out as apparent contradictions. Apparently contradictory, isn't it? But there's no contradiction. It's apparent contradiction. Understand my point, language? here a person, youth, they are not satisfied. Prematurely they took up sannya, then later we see they fell down because they are this enjoyment, desire for enjoyment. This material enjoyment is a sexual enjoyment, is not satisfied. They give up danda, then again cut up another woman. This is going on. What is this nonsense? Sannyasa ashram is the topmost ashram. Brahmacharya ashram, first ashram, Brahmacharya ashram, next comes grihastha, then comes vanaprastha, then comes sannyasa, topmost ashram. Again, after sannyasa, again, he turned to grihastha. What is this? Is it a vanaprastha ashram dharma? Are you following? Why is this apparent contradiction? It's apparent contradiction, but no contradiction at all. It's to understand. One should understand one because he has experience. Yes, I have enjoyed it. I know what is this. There is one saying in our Odia, Dilika Laddu go khaya upastaya, go na khaya ubi pastaya. There is a saying in our Odia, Dilika Laddu go khaya upastaya, na khaya upastaya. Dilika Laddu means a very cheating thing. Big and if you squeeze little, the whole hollow and looks very nice. Oh, so big. One was eaten Dilika Laddu, he laments. One was not eaten, he laments. Yes, this is Dilika Laddu. Sexual enjoyment is the Dilika Laddu. One was enjoyed, he laments. Not enjoyed, he laments. Yes. Yes, what is that? I haven't enjoyed. Let me enjoy first. When he enjoys the environment, oh! One has not enjoyed the environment, so what is that? Let me enjoy. So one has enjoyed and become gross and enjoyed what is sexual. What is sexual? Enjoyment. And what is this? Reaction is consequence, Baba. He should lament. No more. No more, Baba. No more. No more. This is this. So he should get an experience. Therefore, he should give up this desire. No more. I sooner develop this desire again. To gain that experience. Then it becomes complete desireless. Is calm. Then he is eligible for vanaprastha or sannyas. Otherwise not eligible. Not satisfied. The more you give enjoyment, more the demand. Then you have already experienced. You have already experienced. What is that? Why is all this happening? Now getting lashes, crying, Maharaj, all night I am crying. My life is my wife is kicking me. Very good, nice experience now you gained, isn't it? Yes. Siddhilika Laddu is eating Siddhilika Laddu now. I'm sitting. Experience, what is it? Very good to eat? Practical experience, again experience for it. Then no more. Understand? No more. Therefore, brahmachari life means, what is brahmachari? First life is brahmachari life. That we have seen. 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Krishna says to Uddhava, vanaprastha dharma is most scientific. Why? Because strict is followed. First ashram is brahmachari ashram. One must become brahmachari in Guru Gruha. Strict brahmachari. What is the purpose? What is the rules, regulation of brahmachari life? Have you become brahmachari? Have you become brahmachari? No, you have not become brahmachari. You have? No. You have? Nobody has become brahmachari. Therefore, this thing took place. First is brahmachari asana. Next comes grihastha. Krishna says, Dityam prapyanu purvad janma payanayanam dijaha dasam gurukule ranto brahmadhi tasahuta. Do you understand? First is brahmachari. Nochadhyā sama is go to Guru Gruha, stay in Guru Gruha, Guru's ashram. There is no brahmachari, Guru does purificatory ceremony. 10 types of purificatory ceremonies are there, dasa bija samskara, beginning from garbhadhana to upanayana. Understand? Garbhadhana to upanayana, 10 types. And Guru does that samskara, that purificatory ceremony. Gives you second bath, dvija. I was saying, first bath, sukra, sukra janma, from the semina of the father, that is first bath. Second bath in Guru Guha. Guru gives the second bath. Making purificatory ceremony, gives second bath, then one becomes dvija. Do you understand? Was gotten second bath in dvija. Guru does all 10 samskaras, garbhadhana, kunshavana, simantanayana, jatakarma, niskamana, namakarana, paustika karma, annaprasana, sudakarana, upanayana, last is upanayana, 10 samskaras are there. You understand? So, when brahmachari got upanayana, 10 samskaras, stayed in Guru Guha, damavana sampanna vedadhyana. In that ashrama, one should learn how to control one's senses and mind. Is dhamavana sampanna. Understand? That training is given. How to control one's mind and senses? Read Veda. Guru teaches Veda. This is the essence of all Veda, is Upanishad, this Bhagavatam. Guru teaches it. Yes. Do you understand? This is brahmacharya. Acharyam mam vijanyam nam manyet kalchi namartyavati asveta sarva devamaya guru. Krishna says, that acharya, that guru, is mat-mat-swarup, manifestation of me. Doesn't understand? My manifestation. That means, is my prakash vigraha to bhava. Don't think him as an ordinary human being, mortal being. Don't think. If you think like that, then you commit abhrava. Sarva deva maya. All demigods are there, present in the person of Guru. Do you understand? You should not see Guru in your material vision. He's like us. Adimatya is not ordinary human being. He's representative of Lord. Krishna says, Matsvarup, Mangvijanyam, is as good as myself. This is what Sishya should think of his Guru. Sayam Pratrupanya Vaikyam Tasmi Nivedayat Yatsanyadapyanu Jnatam Upajunjita Sanjataha. This is the duty of Brahmachari. He'll get up early in the morning, take bath, then he'll go out and collect some bhikkha for Guru. That Brahmachari is duty. And return in the evening. Whatever he has collected, he'll give everything to Guru. Because this, that's Guru's due. Understand? Not your due. If I have collected 100 rupees, $100, then you give $95 and keep $5 for you. No. Every cent person gurus, that gurus. Understand? Yes, whatever alms you collected, you give everything to Guru. Only in the morning he has come, now returning in the evening. You see, not eating anything. No eat. What he has collected, give everything to Guru. Then Guru will give something alike, take this thing and eat. Then he will eat, otherwise he cannot eat. Brahmachari, alike. Guru has not given me anything to eat, how can I eat? This is so strict life, Brahmachari. Thereby one practices how to control one's mind and senses, how to tolerate the urges of the senses, understand? Bhogavibharjita, giving up all desires for enjoyment. Stay in Guru Guha, Guru Aswam, Brahmachari. Alright? That story we say in Upanishad, the story of Upamanyu. Story of Upamanyu is there. जैसे उद्दालक महर्षि दया समी मुनि सवन ब्रह्मचारी के या सम डिसाइपल स्वर्ण उद्यम उपमन्यु ब्रह्मचारी गुरु गिविंग दिस सर्विस यू टेक केयर ऑफ माई काउस गुरु हैज सम काउस एंड काउस टेक केयर ऑफ देम दैट इज सर्विस So early in the morning, Upamanyu takes cows, calves, and goes to the forest. You understand? Then graze. And in the evening, he returns. You follow? After some days, Guru Marg, Upamanyu is getting fat. Guru asks Upamanyu, what are you eating? Hi Marg, you are becoming fat. What are you eating? Upamanyu said, Gurudev, in the forenoon I collected some bhiksha, that I give you. In the afternoon what I collect, I eat. He said like that. Who told you like that? Whatever in forenoon and afternoon, whatever you collect, everything, mine. Yes. You should give everything to me. How to eat the afternoon's collection? Huh? Does it belong to you? Huh? It doesn't belong to you. It is mine, Guru. I have not told you that thing. How do you do like that? Then said, all right, please excuse, I won't do it. So from that day, he didn't do it like that. Then said, he gave all collection in the evening to Guru, and Guru didn't give anything to it. Then said, very strict test. How you should pass test. Otherwise, how can you get the mercy of Guru? So easy. Gurudev kripa karu, kripa karu, kripa karu. Gurudev kripa karu. Gurudev, please offer your mercy. Writing later. Penji, Gurudev kripa karu, kripa karu. Sorry, mercy, sorry, mercy. It's so easy. Chitti. Mercy is so cheap. Penji. So Upamanyu gave everything. Then after few days, again Guru saw so he is getting fatter. Then Guru asked, Upamanyu, what are you eating? You are not giving all the bhiksha you collect. Huh? What are you eating that you are becoming fat? Gurudev, it is very difficult to tolerate this hunger. The urge of the belly. Yes, I can tolerate. So when I feel hunger, so I drink some milk from the udder of the cows. Yes, I milk some and drink some. Hey, why are you doing like that? That's the food of the cows. You are eating their food? Huh? Who told you? I have not told you that thing. Why are you doing like that? Then he said, all right, please excuse. I won't do that thing. So that day, that was also stopped now. No eating. You see. So strict brahmachari life. Then after a few days again Guru Mahārāj, oh, still is getting fat. Must be eating something. Then I asked Upamanyu, what are you eating now? I saw that you are drinking milk. Now giving all the bhikṣā we are collecting for forenoon, afternoon, and I started drinking milk. You are doing that thing. Still I mark you are getting fat. You are eating something. What are you eating? Say, Gurudev, it's very difficult on my part to tolerate the sorrows of the belly. It's very difficult. Very difficult. When I felt hungry, when you start drinking milk, what shall I do? The calves drink milk on the orders of the cows. So some foam was there. Over their lips. So I lick it. I lick it. That I do. When I feel hungry, it's very difficult to tolerate that hunger as a baby. So I'm licking the pulse. Hey! Why are you doing like that? Who told you like that? The cows will lick. Why are you licking? It's their food. I'm not told you. You can't do it. Stop it. Yes, Peter, I won't do it. Then that is also stopped. No more eating. Guru stopped all. No more eating. So, a guru won't give you eat. Will you stay in guru's ashram? Chalo jayenge. Nobody will stay, Baba. Though we have made so nice arrangements, nice apartment, electric arrangement is there, light is there, fan is there, and so nice prasad is there, tap is there. You turn the tap, you'll get water, shower, plus laundry. So nice, comfortable arrangements. And go out, vehicles are there, yes, jeep is there, bus is there, two-wheelers are there, going. So nice arrangements. Then many are coming. Oh, very nice enjoyment is here. Let us go there now, talking. So many coming. But when my guru sent me here, it was nothing here. So? Nothing, nothing here. This is a quiet, out of the way place, a jungle. No electricity was here at the time. Even at daytime, no rickshaw wala will come here. They are afraid to come here. The cars here kill you. Such dangerous place it was. My guru said, go stay there, do this service. Guru's order. He didn't give me any money, didn't give me any men. I said, yes, Prabhupada, you won't give me one man with me? Some money? Why? Well, you want man and man. No, nothing will be. Go there. You didn't give me enough? All right. Yes, you say, all right. Go. At that time he told me, Vaishnava is not alone, Krishna is with him. He told me. I said, Baba, I am not a Vaishnava. I thought I don't say so. My guru is a Vaishnava. He is always in Krishna. He thinks I am like that. No, I am not like that. I am not a Vaishnava. I have come here and accepted guru to become a Vaishnava, not become Vaishnava. The guru says that. All right, I took faith in guru's word. My guru said, no, not alone, Krishna is there, all right, oh Krishna, please be with me. The guru has said. And so you may not obey my order, you must obey the order of my guru because he is a dear devotee. Yes. Krishna obeys the order of his dear devotee. Yes. So I offer my prayer. So you must obey my guru's order. Be with me, oh Krishna. Anyhow, I came alone. Nothing was here. No electricity. No water supply. Out of the way place, jungle. Very dangerous place. The cars were there. Got the light, they'll kill you. The guru told me, go there, occupy that land, build a cottage, mud hut, very humble cottage, stay there, do bhajan, cook your own food with your own hands, don't eat outside, write my books, translate in Oriya, go out and preach. He gave me such things, so many instructions he gave, do you understand? Then you'll take me, I'll go to Orissa. He said, what guru said, I will. And he said also, you have a passive land, try to produce something, produce, yes. Produce some vegetables, something, produce. Yes, we produce. That is it. Yes. Do like that. So I carried out the order of my guru. Yes, guru should get this. If I have to do it, I did the same thing. Yes. To follow. I was eating one meal a day. He said, you cook your own food, produce something, cook, go out, preach. Whatever you get, you may cook and eat. Write my books. Do this, do this. And develop the land, and then I want that nice temple will be there. Nice Iskcon center will develop there. Under your leadership, I want that. You go and do it. No men, no money. So, I came here, stayed here. First I stayed hither and thither and tried to build a cottage here. How to build a cottage? Some money is required. So I have to collect some money. You see? So every day I am going, I am walking. No vehicle, nothing. And I don't know. Even somebody will give me a cycle, I don't know how to ride it. I don't know it. Yes, I am such a rascal. I am fit person, complete and fit. So I am walking. Yes. One umbrella, putting a turban on the head, one umbrella, one lathi. I carry, one bag I carry, I go out. Preaching. Thereby I collect some money. Some 1 rupee, 2 rupees. Someone may give 5 paisa, 10 paisa, like that. And some nice day was there. Some gentleman may see a light. Sadhuji, you are hungry, a light I'll give you eat. So he gives me, and that Mandir temple is there. Old Bhubaneswar, Anantaba Asudeva temple. Just like Puri Prasad available there. So he gives some days, some gentleman gives some food there. In this way I maintain myself. Nothing, nobody else. So I come back in noon time, morning early in the morning I went out. I used to go out, collect something, and then from bazaar I purchase some rice, dal, sabji, come back and cook. Then I cook. I myself cook, yes. My Gurudev, I said, cook it yourself. Don't eat outside, I was cooking myself. What was cooking? I was cooking khichdi. Rice, dal, sabji together. Yes. It's khichdi, nice khichdi. Yes. And eating one meal. Sometimes 2-3 guests come, I give them some of the light, you eat also. I say. And sometimes I prepare some, cook some chapatis and some dalma. Either chapati dalma or khichdi. And one meal. I was leading such life. You understand? Staying here. So many years staying here. So nobody was here. Only this national highway was there at night time. Trucks are moving, some light is there. So that is a light. Oh, light is there and some sound is there. And I was always chanting Hare Krishna, the Krishna is there, my Guru Sai Krishna is there. So I stayed here. So then I constructed this mud hut. I stayed here. So I was leading such life. I am not demanding. All these inconveniences there. No facilities, no communication, no electricity, no water supply. I am very weak body, I cannot cook, I don't know cooking. I don't say this thing to mind, you know. You have to serve Guru, you have to carry out the order of Guru. This is a very test, severe test. You have to pass, otherwise I can get mercy of Guru Baba. I led such life. And Guru has told me, I'll bring him here. And then, doing kirtan, bhajan, sometimes program. This Nuapali village, I collected some devotees there. So, we'll do some kirtan program, some house program, get some money. In this way, yes, I did. Understand? Such life. I have already led life, staying here, one lantern, whole night, Bani. You follow? So, can you lead such life? Such life, this is a Guru Seva, to serve Guru. Guru will not give anything. This is Brahmachari life. How to control one's senses. Yes, mind and senses. Yes. Dhamaguna sampanna, yes. Guru has given you something to eat, you will eat, not eat. So I am saying that. Dalako, You see, stop everything, nothing to it, Upamanyam. He stopped everything. So once he couldn't tolerate his hunger, he was intolerable, very difficult to tolerate. Or just the daily, yes. But no, Guru has stopped everything. So he chewed some of these poisonous leaves in the jungle. Poisonous leaves, he chewed. So as a result, he became blind. Yes, lost his eyesight. So he couldn't return in the evening to the ashram. While returning with the cows, he fell down into a deep well. He was blind. So Guru was thinking, what happened to Upamanyu? Guru was thinking always, because he has love and affection for his disciple. And he was putting in very severe test. Guru was thinking, I stopped everything. What happened to Upamanyu? He couldn't return today. Must something has happened to him. Then Guru and some other brahmacharis went to jungle shouting, Upamanyu, 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 where you are? So Upamanyu said, Guruji, I am here in this blind well, deep dark well, I am fallen here. I became blind, so I fell down here. Guru went to that well and saw Upamanyu has fallen there. Upamanyu became blind. Oh, you have become blind? Why did you become blind? Gurudev, what shall I do? You stopped everything, no eating. So this author's belly is so severe, I couldn't tolerate it. So I chewed some of this poisonous leaves after hunger. Therefore I became blind. Guru was very much pleased with me. Guru said, all right, Guru gave one mantra. You recite this mantra, the doctors of heavenly planet, Ashwini Kumar, they will appear. They will cure you. So he recited that mantra, the Ashwini Kumar has appeared. Then Ashwini Kumar said, all right, they gave one cake. You eat this cake, so you'll get back your eyesight. But he didn't eat. No, I can't eat. Why? You eat it, then you'll get back your eyesight. No, I can't eat, unless my Guru says I can't eat. He said, unless Guru says, yes, eat, I won't eat. I won't eat. And Ashwini Kumar says, we have given this cake to your Guru. Your Guru has already eaten it. Then you say, oh, my Guru has eaten. All right, give me, I'll eat. You would have said like that. But Upamanyu said, no, I cannot imitate my Guru. He is not ordinary human being. Acharya mam vijanyat, mam nirparishya namartya buddhya svita sarva deva maya guru. He is not ordinary human being. How can I imitate him? He may eat, but I cannot eat. No? Unless my Guru says, I won't eat. Rather I remain blind, stay here, I won't eat. He said like that. Guru became very much pleased, and Ashwini Kumar became very much pleased. He passed the test. Isn't it? He passed the test. Severe test. Otherwise I cannot get Guru's mercy, Baba. Gurudev, kripa karun, kripa karun. Only saying kripa karun, Gurudev, please have mercy. I am very fallen, I am this and that. You are very merciful, you are ocean of mercy, only flattering Guru, please. Shower of mercy on me. So easy, let him get mercy of Guru. He must pass the test, very severe test. Guru became very much pleased, Ashwini Kumar became very much pleased. Then they showered the blessings and mercy on him, got back his eyesight, all his teeth became golden teeth. Then all Vedic knowledge veiled to him. Yes. He developed transcendental vision. No more material desires now. Immediately he promoted the Brahman platform. Here Prabhupada says. Unless and fully renounced one cannot get devotional service or stay in Brahman. Devotional service is rendered on Brahman platform. Therefore, unless one attains the Brahman platform or spiritual platform, one cannot engage in devotional service. Or in other words, a person engaged in devotional service is already Brahman platform. Who has conquered his mind and senses. Dhamaguna Sampanna. You understand? Who has already conquered his mind and senses, only you will be elevated to Brahman platform. Then you engage in devotional service. To give pleasure to the senses of Krishna, not to one's own senses, that is karma. Give pleasure to the senses of Krishna, that is prema. So many times we have discussed on this, the difference between karma and prema. There are so many lusty desires. We have no tinge of love. Have you tinge of love? No. So?
Sarvanam samichitam brahma bhuyaya kare. One engages in full devotional service and doesn't fall down in any circumstance. Because he has controlled his mind and senses, is completely fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. If mind and senses are fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, then that is really renunciation. Really, you have controlled your mind and senses. Otherwise, you cannot control mind and senses. You understand? Yes. Who doesn't fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of real nature, and thus comes to the level of Brahman, attains devotional service, therefore is certainly liberated. Generally, unless one enjoys material happiness or cannot have renunciation, then Krishna enjoyment comes. Therefore, Grihastha Ashram comes. Guru marks it, the Guru knows it. This brahmachari is free from desires, is strict brahmachari, no material desire at all. Then he'll be given sannyas. Otherwise, I'll be given sannyas. Guru Maharaj, no, he has material desires. Not free from material desires, not free from lusty desires. He's not fulfilled. Then all our life, you go, become Grihastha. Yes. Then Guru gives instruction, go, marry. Go, marry, become Grihastha. Yes. So much lusty desires. Unfulfilled. Understand? Yes. Then the brahmachari will enter into next ashram. Grihastha ashram. Otherwise, how will it be? But nashtika brahmachari, very strict brahmachari, like Pumanyu, completely, he cannot successful how to control. Such strong senses and mind, stubborn mind. Yes. Nashtika brahmachari, then you got full mercy of Guru. No more desire, no more material desire. It's free from all material desires. That is it. Susru yamana tarjam sadupasitam ichava. You have all this. Jana sadhyasana sthane nati dure kutanjali. This is the duty of brahmachari. What is it?
The brahmachari should always serve the acharya and follow him in walking, in resting, standing by with folded hands when he sits, and by attending him humbly in all circumstances.
You understand? While going, while sleeping, while sitting, taking rest, brahmachari, always folded hands, just waiting, close by. What order will come to me? I will serve Guru. Yes, for service. Such humble, bent of mind, always ready. Any moment Guru may call, dead of night, 2 p.m. One o'clock in the morning. Raise up that devil, call him. Maharaj sleeping, snoring. Sleeping, snoring. Very deep sleep. I called, didn't hear, rather. Kicked me, get out of room here. So, understand? All is ready. Yes. Therefore it said, our brahmachari will sleep. Sleep like a dog. Dog. Sleep like a dog. Dog sleeps. Some little noise. Let's go. Gets up. Yes. Some little sound is there. He gets up. Yes. That brahmachari. They said, kakasmano boko nidra, alpo bhojana, videsh gamana, swarna nidra. These five things. Brahmachari. You know? Kakasana, you never spend so much time in bathing. Very little time as a crow takes bath. Understand? Crow takes bath. Some few drops of water is big, picks up, it's on his body, finishes bath. Brahmachari, you take bath like that. Kakasana. Huh? Take bath as a crow. Within a few minutes, finished. Huh? Soap like these. Sour. Book of Dhan, like crane, huh? Meditating. Meditate like a crane. Crane is turning water, huh? And fish are playing there, meditating to catch up. Like that, meditation like that. Kakasnan, bhukudhyan, swana nidra. Sleep like a dog. Swana means dog. Little sounds from tuck, tuck. Dog wakes up and says, bah, bah. Isn't it? Where it is? Snoring. So, Brahmachari, you sleep like that. Swana nidra. Five things, kakasnan, bhukudhyan, swana nidra. Alpabhodana. Eat very little. Eat very little. I say this is general procedure. Fast, liver eating, fast, drink one glass, full glass of water, fill the belly. 1/4 of belly, first fill with the water. And then food. I am very hungry, I can eat this whole plate. You think of it, make it half. What you think you eat, make it half. Eat only half. And that means 1/4 is already filled with water, and then next 50% filled with the food, then drink another glass of water, then keep 1/4, 25% of stomach empty. This is process. Brahmachari life. Understand?
Yes.
Kakasnan, bhukudhyan, swana nidra, alpabhodana, videshgaman. That means he should not stay in his parents' house. He should stay in Guru's house. You understand? Huh? Guru's house. Guru's house is in India, his ashram. He is from Australia. So don't stay there in Australia. Come to Guru's house. Then the Vidya Bhavan, foreign land.
Yes.
Guru's house means foreign land, not your paternal house or your comfortable house. No. That is Brahmachari, five things. Huh? Understand? Observe. And always, any moment prepare, get up night, Guru may call. For some service is prepared. Yes. Always sitting there, close by, folded hands, you say. Evam vritta gurukule paset bhoga vivarjita vidya samapyati javad vibhrat vadanga khanditam.
Behaving in this way and strictly following a vow of celibacy, the brahmachari should avoid sensual pleasures.
Yes, should avoid sensual pleasures. No sensual pleasure at all. Very strict, Guru. Whatever little food Guru gives, he eats. Sunday Guru never gave, he'll fast.
Yes.
Lovely practice how to tolerate this urge, how to control the senses of the senses and mind. That training is given. Yes.
Should avoid sensual pleasures and reside in the ashram of the acharya to the end of his studies.
Evam brahat brahadharo brahmana bhiriva jola madbhakta stibratapasa dagda karmana sayomala.
Observing your principles, such a Brahman and a lifelong brahmachari, who is my devotee, burns all the seeds of karma to ashes.
Yes.
By his devotional austerity.
Yes.
Spotless and pure.
Becomes spotless and pure. No more material desires. Yes.
Free of material contamination.
Free of material contamination, yes.
such a devotee brahmachari is as brilliant as fire.
Brilliant as fire. You understand? Yes. And the guru sees such a brahmachari, nashtika brahmachari, is a brilliant fire, karmivesh samsara. Bantuasis is completely desireless now, no more material desires, free from all material desires, then burning like fire, then become, he'll be engaged in devotional service. You understand? Yes. That boy, how you can render devotional service when you have so many material desires? You are rendering something and in exchange you demand something. Yes, I did this thing, I get this thing. Savai banikina sabhritya, in the language of Prahlad Maharaj. Oh Lord, one who does this business transaction with you, business transaction with you, he gives something to you and demands something from you. He is a banik, he is a merchant, he is not servant. So, we'll give everything to Lord, we'll never demand anything from you. Nādhanau nādhanau nāsundariṁ kapitambhā jagadīśa kāmaye mama janmani janmani śvari bhavatār bhakti rahe pukitvai. This is Mahāprabhu Sikhyāstaka, isn't it? We don't ask anything. Oh Lord, I am not asking for material wealth, not asking for material follower, not asking to give me a beautiful woman to enjoy, yes? Not a simple liberation, life after life, please give me pure bhakti only. Sudha bhakti devo mori, Krishna kripāgari. Please give me pure devotion, sudha bhakti. Amar devotion, I want to serve you, life after life. Give you all enjoyment, all happiness. I don't want any enjoyment, happiness for myself. That is desirelessness. Brahmachari will become like that, no desire. Guru observes this thing, then nashtika brahmachari, strict brahmachari, so he is not allowed to marry, he is given sannyas. Sannyas will be ordered to him. Sannyas cannot be ordered, it is not so cheap. That's what Guru says, so many sannyas fallen because their mental desires are not such bad. The next ashram comes, Grihastha ashram. Those brahmacharis who have material desires, not satisfied, Guru absorbs, then Guru says, all right, you go. Become Grihastha, marry. Isn't it? Become Grihastha and marry. So let your material desires be fulfilled. It will never fulfill. More you give, more they demand. As you pour ghee in blazing fire, fire will never extinguish, rather become more blessed. This verse comes later, this chapter. So that you will speak about it. After enjoying Devadani hundreds of years, taking youth from his youngest son, Puru, he'll enjoy Devadani for hundreds of years. Still, no satisfaction. You understand? So, this is apparent contradiction, but one thing is now, yes, this is this enjoyment, I have already enjoyed it. I know what sort of enjoyment it is, isn't it? I know it. It's not that I have not experienced, I have experienced, I have already experienced. Have you not experienced? Have you not experienced? Have you not experienced? So, why are you desiring again? Then you cannot render this also. You cannot render this. This says here. Yes. You cannot render this also. Yes. You have this experience. Yes, I have. So therefore this ashram dharma is there. Up to 50th year, all right. Up to 25 years, one must remain brahmachari in Guru Guruha. Then, Guru observes that, oh, he has material desires, he cannot remain Naishthika Brahmachari, strict Brahmachari, he has some desires, then Guru orders him to become Grihastha. Then Grihastha comes. Grihastha means some concession for material enjoyment, sexual enjoyment, all these things, but strict restriction is there. Because he has become Brahmachari, he has been given training how to control his senses and mind. Yes, it's already given in Brahmachari ashram. Unless one has become Brahmachari, he can become real Grihastha. He becomes Guru brother, Guru Mary. He becomes attached to Guru, home, heart, wife, son, daughter, to the last breath of his life. Yes, he cannot leave it also, isn't it? So, then comes Grihastha ashram. Huh? You understand? This is up to 50th year. 25 years Grihastha ashram. Up to 50th year, remain in Groha, gotten some enjoyment, sexual enjoyment, this enjoyment, that enjoyment. Sons are there, daughters are there, so many burden is there. Cannot sleep at night, crying. Wife's demand is there, son's demand is there, daughter's demand is there. Old man, I'm getting old, oh, they're devouring me. The old man is crying now, devouring, so many demands, I own this much money and there's so much demands, what to do? Now this experience again, Therefore say, Jilika Loddu Jo Khaya Upasthaya, Jo Na Khaya Upasthaya. One saying, Jilika Loddu is there, one has eaten, he laments, not eaten, he laments. Yes. One Grihastha, has become Grihastha, already eaten, what is that? Enjoyment? Yes, sexual enjoyment, I have already experienced it. What is the laments? No more. There is a story, you see. There is a story. One jackal was there. You understand? He saw a jungle of sugar cane. Jungle of sugar cane. You understand? Sugar cane so sweet. Cannot give up sweet. Are you eating nibbly? Yes, no more sweet. Yes, strict. Strict. Oh, so sweet, sugar cane, jungle. He entered into it. Do you understand? And he had a desire to eat sugar cane so sweet. And there he saw that one, like honeycomb, that wax they make. That's a beehive. The wax have made. Made a hive like that, round shaped. He thought of, this is the fruit of sugar cane. Yes, round shaped fruit like ball, big ball. The boy is standing on a big ball, big ball, round shaped. There's a fruit. He thought of this fruit, this sugar cane fruit. Sugar cane is so sweet. Fruit must be much sweeter, yes. If sugar cane is so sweet, this fruit must be much sweeter. So I must eat the fruit first, then I eat the sugar cane. Understand? So he ate first. Then wash them up. No more eating. Ram said, "What like understand my point? That is why it said, all right, in your youth you have this desire, all right, eat this fruit now, balsam fruit." Ram said, "Balsam fruit you eat now, now stinging, now stinging." "Oh, no, 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 no." No khaya upasthaya. He laments. This Ram said, "He laments no more. One has not eaten. Mr. Prenji, how it is? Let me eat it." He also laments, "Oh, I haven't eaten it, all right." So he laments also. One has eaten, he laments. Not eaten, he laments. Isn't it? So. So, therefore, gain some experience, therefore grihastha. Guru say, "All right, go. Become grihastha, accept a wife, gain some experience, enjoy. All right," and get the reaction. "No more, no more." Give up this thing. This is, what is the duty of a gruha, gruhastha, householder, also is said in the 11th canto. Brahmacharyam tapasaucham santoso buddhasahuram grahastasyapirutau vantu sarvesham madupasanam. Krishna says to Dhava, Bhagavan kaile brahmacharya tapasya saucha santosa saka prani saita sahurdya e samasta dharma ruturakshakari gruhira kartavya kintu morupasana saka prani rohi kartavya. You know that verse? Read it.
Chastity, penance, purity, peacefulness, and kindness to all living beings constitute grihastha dharma.
Yes.
A grihastha who approaches his wife for procreation,
proper period after menstrual, that we have already discussed. Yes, that is grihastha.
Only on those days sanctioned by scripture.
Sanctioned by scripture, yes.
Is thus considered chaste. Worship of Hari should be practiced by everyone.
Practiced by everyone. Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. So you say brahmacharya, first right? Celibacy. Grihastha is also a brahmachari. You understand? Grihastha is also a brahmachari. It is known as upakurvana brahmachari. Two types of brahmachari. Naishthika brahmachari, upakurvana brahmachari. You follow? Strictly follows the rules, regulations of brahmachari ashrama. You follow? As Upamanyu did. And becomes free from all material desires of enjoyment. Strictly follows the rules of regulation, brahmachari ashrama, celibacy. Never, he never, per se, discharge a drop of semina. Yes, strict brahmachari. He is free from all material desires. Let's say, Vratvatadhara brahmana agniribadhul. Who burns like fire. Yes, that was quoted. So he is not allowed to go and take marriage, accept marriage, no. He remains in Guru Guru till his life, end of life, and he was given sannyas. He is proper candidate for sannyas. You understand? And Guru observes, no, he has material desires. So he cannot remain brahmachari for life, and given to go and marry. And for him, this brahmachari. He has already practiced brahmacharya, he already has been given training how to control his mind and senses, dhamaguna sampanna, during brahmachari period. So unless one becomes brahmachari in Guru Gruha, he cannot become grihastha, proper grihastha. He becomes gruhamedhi, attached to home and heart, wives, son, daughter, all enjoyment. Yodanta Gobhi, Yodanta Gobhi. That means he has not control. He has no control over his senses. Yes, Yodanta Gobhi. Punah punah charpita sarvanam. Lord Maharaj Harsan. Again and again accused the children. Yes. So first is Brahmacharya. This is one type of Brahmachari, Upakurvahana Brahmachari. Therefore, a strict regulation we have. What he says in proper time for procreation after menstruation, he'll go to her wife, to his wife, for procreation only. He'll say, Babaya Pravaya Narati. Purpose of marriage accepting wife is to produce a son. Or say, Urdhi son. What is Urdhi son? Krishna Bhakta Putra, Vaishnava son. Yes. Who will become a devotee? That by he will give tender service to the senses of Krishna. That karma is I am. In Gita Krishna says, Dhamma viruddha kama asmi. Bharata sava. I am that sex life which is not contradictory to principles of religion. This is principles of religion. He says principles of religion, this was Dharma Rupta Rukhya Gari. That's Grosa Dharma. This is the principle of religion. He must go to his wife when wife has attained menstruation, a proper period is there, and wife is willing, with desires of having a child. Yes, she has that desire, having a child. Husband will give her a child. Yes. It must go. That is dharma. Religious principle. Grihastha dharma. You understand? So this is only once a month. This is only once a month. Therefore we have strict rule. This is regulatory principle for grihastha. Only once a month. It is wedded wife. You have sexual intercourse for procreation. Stand 50 rounds, do this, both husband and wife, do this. Very strict regulations. And Guru has given permission, yes, procure one child. You create one child. Given permission, you will create one child. You understand? No more. All the days, Brahmachari, Brahmacharini, they will live life as Brahmachari and Brahmacharini. You understand? No more sleeping in one room, not one bed. No, separate room, separate bed. Yes, only one day allowed. Yes, this is Brahmacharya, Upakurvahana Brahmacharya, therefore we keep up Brahmacharya. And not, don't. Unnecessarily, what say? This is our seminar. Do you understand? Unnecessarily, no. You got it? Then his mind will fickle, but his vigor will come, weak, let's say, moroseness, and time old age will come, yes, tired, head is rolling, cannot walk, cannot chat, cannot serve, such things. Unnecessarily, discharge your seminar. Follow me? Strict. This is Brahmachari, Upakurvahana Brahmachari. Then tapasya, must lead life of tapasya, austerity, grihastha, shaucha, always clean, santosh, always satisfied. Whatever available by the providential arrangement is contained with it. And he has friendship with all living entities because they belong to Krishna. Krishna jiva. They have developed complete Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna's relationship only. It's Krishna's jiva. Therefore, says as a duty of a grihastha, he'll cook food. He'll give food to all the jivas there in his house. Domestic animals are there, cows. Generally, grihastha keeps cows. He's not dog, cows. And some other animal ants are there, some scorpions are there, cockroaches are there. Some serpents may be there. Yes. So he'll keep some food for them also outside, let them go and eat it. Yes. Then some guests have come, first guests should be fed. Nice food, give the guests nice food, nice bed, everything nice. Instruct some guests at Narayana, the Shastra, Shastra injunction is there. Well, Grihastha Dharma, this is Grihastha Dharma. Then Namar is there, then at last Grihastha will eat what is remnants there. After giving to all these things, animals, guests, anything there, anybody there, you know. This is Grihastha Dharma. Then says, Kutumbesuna Sajetana Pramodeda Kutumbapi, Vipasyana Suram Pasye Drustangapi Drustabat. Vidvana Gruhivakti, Kutumbivai, Kutumbore Asapta Hevena, Isvara Nishthavisayasada Pramatta Rahive, Drustavastu Deparin Nasura, Saipra Drustavastu Nasura Gyankari.
One should not become attached to one's family members.
Yes. Do not become attached to family members. So not that one go home and heart, wife, son, daughter, no.
Nor should one become bewildered trying to maintain them.
Yes. Nor should one become bewildered trying to maintain them. How to maintain my family, how to earn more money, more money, more money. Demand is, day by day, demand is growing. More money is required. Not to do like that, yes. Krishna is Vishwambara, who maintains the whole world, the whole family members should engage in Krishna's service. There is no question of maintenance. Maintenance will come definitely. Krishna maintains all the universe. As I said, this way, Sivas Thakur, his Grihastha, big family, his wife, so much children, but he never thinks of the maintenance. He all members of his group, of his family, wife, children, all are engaged in loving service to Gauranga, Krishna. Hearing, chanting, offering worship, complete surrender, dasya, sakhyo, atman, vedana, nine times. Never thinks of they will maintain, of life comes. Yes, Parmpe. I say, Gopruti Evaram, Tatha. Krishna is my maintainer. Krishna is my protector. Krishna is my maintainer. A devotee completely surrender. He has firm faith. And maintenance is there. He never thinks of how to be maintained. So one day Mahaprabhu said to test him. Grihastha, Sivas, you are a Grihastha, you're a big family, why are you not going out and earn some money? How can you maintain your family? To test him. But Sivas is a pure devotee, complete surrender, whole family surrender, all are engaged in loving service to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Krishna. No maintenance, no problem at all. Then get maintenance. Then he clapped three times. Didn't say anything, he clapped three times. Mahaprabhu, what is this? Then explain. If maintenance will not come, first day we'll starve. Yes. The second day maintenance doesn't come, then second day also we'll starve. Third day if maintenance doesn't come, third day also will start. 3 days will start. And he has fallen, maintenance will definitely come. Yes. Gatrute Varanantata. Yes. Krishna is my maintainer. And I am engaged day and night 24 hours in his service. Why are not going to maintain? Krishna maintains the whole world is Vishwambara. Why not maintain his devotee? His firm faith. He said, 3 days will pass. He will pass. Whole family will pass if maintenance doesn't come. And for that dungeon, whole family will go and drown ourselves in the Ganges spirit. Can you do like that? You have no faith, you're lacking faith. Mahaprabhu became very much pleased, yes. No problem, maintenance is not a problem at all. Not at all, Baba, not at all. Yoga khemam vahamehum. ananya cintan mang jedana pratipaste te sang nitya abhijukta anam jogo kemam bahamyo. This was said already, this thing ninth chapter of Bhagavad-gita. Exclusively thinks of me, no other thought he has, such grahastha. If he is a grahastha, he is a bhakta. If not that grahastha, cannot become bhakta. Yes. It's complete surrender, complete dependent on Krishna. That is his duty, that he will make all his members, his wife, son, daughter, children, Krishna conscious. That was his duty. Otherwise, pita no sasyat, he cannot be farak, isn't it? Pita no sasyat, he should not be farak. Janani na sasyat, he should not be, she should not be mother. The father and mother both should be complete, fully Krishna conscious devotees. And they procreate Krishna consciousness. Child, son or daughter. Yeah? Then Krishna maintains them. Understand? Upon faith, they have. Therefore, Srivas said like that. Mahaprabhu became very much pleased. And then he said, Utra-dharapta-bandhunam-sangama-pantha-sangama anudeham-vyante-te-supnu-nidra-an-gurukha Putra, Sri, Atmiyo, Bandhugana, Saita, Sangama, Panthas, Panthasara, Sita, Bhaktigana, Sangama, Tulya, Jepari, Nidra, Samare, Dusta, Supna, Nidra, Vasane, Vinasta, Hoy, Separi, Mamatas, Padibhuta, Putra, Dara, Dio, Prati, Rehe, Vinas, Vapta, Hoy, Samane, Supna, Pari, Nasvara.
Yeah. Relationships of wife, sons, relatives, and friends. Are like the relationships of pilgrims who meet by chance at a resting place for a few hours before going on their way.
Isn't it? Motel. In motel, You are spending night in the motel, You are going, traveler, So evening came, night came, so you stayed a night in a motel, and many men from many directions are there, people, isn't it? Mr. Allen from Australia, Premji from England, isn't it? Dr. Raj from Holland, isn't it? He is from India, so many, in motel. They are meeting together, one motel staying, then they develop a relationship. There is sometimes temporary relationship, one night relationship only. Oh, brother, where from? Oh, I am from Australia. Where? I am from England. Where? I am from USA. Oh, I am England. Alain, I am from India. Oh, now in one family, one house, isn't it? One gruha, motel. Spending one night, temporary period, and you have developed relationship. So in the morning, then the relationship finished, he went to Australia, he went to England, he went to USA, he went to Holland, he went to India, finished. So this is our relationship in a family, he said. Family relationship, temporary relationship, yes, material relationship means temporary. Relationship with Krishna is eternal. Perfect eternal. This material. And a grahastha, householder, should develop such relations. It should not be so much attached. Home, heart, wife, son, daughter. No. It is temporary. Then, like dream, he said.
When one leaves his body to accept another body, such friends and relatives are forgotten.
Yes, forgotten. Body finished, relations are finished. Yes.
Just as upon waking, one forgets the characters in a dream.
Yes. You're sleeping is a nice dream, yes. Oh, I have become the king of heaven. Oh, in the dream he saw, king of heaven. Oh, such colorful. Burning Indra Bhuvan. Oh, so many nice, beautiful ladies dancing. Urvasi Menaka, Rumba. Enjoying, Indra enjoys, king, dream, When dream finished, woke up, oh, sleeping in this cot, in this house. Where is that dream finished? Similarly, body finished, now dream finished. This is your dream, household dream finished. Finished, relations finished. Where is your wife, where is your son, where is your daughter, where is your home, where is your heart, Baba? No more relationship. This is grospa. Not so much, too much of task for it. Itam parimrsam mukto gruhesu abhijivaravasam na gruhe anubardhita nirmamo nirahankruta. Eipari vivechana kari anasakta bhavare atithi pari gruhare vaskale mamata unkar sunya vyakti gruhare abaddha huyena.
Having realized the truth of such transitory relationships.
Yes. Transitory relationships, yes.
The grihastha lives in his house like a pilgrim.
Motel dweller, Baba. Like a motel dweller. I am spending one night or two nights in this motel. And this relationship between us. My God and Premji. Bhaktara, this and that.
Grihastha lives in his house like a pilgrim, a guest.
As a guest. How many days a guest will stay? One day, 2 days, finish, then leave.
Or as a stranger in a strange land.
Stranger in a strange land, yes.
Dedicating himself entirely to Krishna. And giving up attachment to his body, his relatives.
Body relations, relatives, yes.
His house and home. He is liberated even in this lifetime.
Yes. He is liberated even in this lifetime. Yes. But you are developing so much attachment, home and heart. Yes. Wife, son, daughter. Very strong glow. Never separate. Then says, karma vigraha medhi rishtva mamiva bhaktimaan. Tishthedvanam gopavishet pradhavan vapari brajet. Bhagavan kaile, bhaktimaan vyakti graha medhiya karma sama dvara morarchana kari saputraka grahevasa vanevasa vaktrabhujyavaraman kaile.
Having satisfied me, by executing his family duties.
Lord said, Krishna said,
Having satisfied me by executing his family duties properly.
What is that, properly? Because we are all servants of Krishna, rendering service to Krishna, whole family members. That is family duty. And these are all servants, made servants of Krishna. They should all be engaged in Krishna's service. Wife will be engaged, son will be engaged, daughter will be engaged. And son and daughters, small, they should be given proper education. That is proper education. I have to develop Krishna consciousness. That is duty of the father, mother, to give them proper education. That is the family duty. Maintain them nicely, give them nice food, clothing. So there will be no disturbance, they will never feel disturbed. I have the proper education. That is family duty. Understand? That speaks of duty. Give them training how to become bhakta. Serve Krishna. That is duty of parents.
My devotee may continue to remain at home. Or he may go to the forests of Vanaprastha.
When he grasp all, does this completed family duties, son is grown up now, gotten education, properly educated, now is capable of maintaining family members dependent, then grihastha will become vanaprastha. Next ashram comes, vanaprastha ashram. Banvas, now will give up griha and stay in the forest. Stay in the forest. You are staying in a very comfortable home. AC fitting is there, electronics are there, electricity is there, light is there, fridge is there, TV set is there, this and that is there, isn't it? Water tap is there, swimming pool is there, nice cushion is there to sleep, soft cushion. Now he lives and stays in the forest. Thorny place, pointed rocks, stay underneath a tree, goes out and gets something what is available, eats and not eating, starving. Yes, so it's life. This is Prabhupada, yes, this is the devil. That's next ashram. Therefore, Prabhupada said, this is scientific. Varnasrama institution, most scientific. It aims at giving one the facility to turn home back to Godhead, which one cannot do without completely renouncing all connections with the material world. Isn't it?
Or the essence.
Such, dear home, heart, wife, just to give up and go. This connection is finished. This is grihastha, otherwise it's a guru maybe. It's not grihastha. Is there any grihastha? All of guru maybe. Yes.
Or if he has a son, he may take to wandering about as a sannyasi.
Now, son will take care. Yom vyakti grihe asakta citta putra dhana sampada stri dhana isanare apura strayina stri patya pranta asakta alasamati সেই মূঢ় ব্যক্তি মোর গ্রহ মোর ধন সম্পত্তি মো স্ত্রী মো পুত্র মো পুণ্য ভাই বন্ধু কুটুম এই জ্ঞান হইতে সে জ্ঞানরে বদ্ধ হয় টাইটলি বাউন্ড বন্ডেজ বিকম স্ট্রাঙ্গার স্ট্রাঙ্গার টাইটার টাইট ক্যান নট বি রিলিজড
অন ইদার হ্যান্ড এ গৃহস্থ whose heart is attached to hearth and home, who is always worried about money and children, and who is obsessed with sex, is a fool.
Is a fool. All are fools, yes. Attached to home and heart. Wife, son, daughter, money. Property, enjoyment. Just enjoyment, yes. Isn't it? Margaret, Mathurana. Isn't it? Yes.
Such a person is bound by the misconceptions of I and
mine. Isn't it? He's bound. His bondage, material bondage, becomes much tighter. He never loses. Not losing, do you understand? Becomes much tighter. More you develop attachment, more it becomes tighter. Yes. Bondage becomes tighter. Yes. You should understand it. So he is not a grihastha, he is a grihamedi. It's too much attached to him and half. Family members, wife, son, daughter. What is this conceivable destination? Where you go? That Prabhupada says. Aho me pitara vruddhu bharja balatmadatmadaha anatha mamrute dina katham jivanti dukhidaha evam grihasaya khipta hudayo mudha dirayan atripta sthanam dhyayan mrutvandham visatetamaha. Hi. When he is going to die, he is saying, Hai, mor buddha pita mata sisu santan bharja santan gano mopina onathe ijve dukhi rohi dino bhavare kyam pari bhavare jivan dhan karive ei pari guha vrasa khipta chitto osantushto mandabuddhi vyakti putra kanya man ko sarda dhyan kare mrityu pare unna nam ko ati tamasi joni re pravesh kare then he goes to hell named Andhatamasi. That is destination, yes.
At the time of death, such a fool thinks, alas,
I am going to die. In deathbed thinking, alas, I am going to die. How my wife, my son and daughter be maintained, will take care of them. Yes. Thinking like that, yes.
Alas, my mother and father have reached old age. In my absence, who will care for them?
We'll take care of them, yes.
My wife and children are helpless without me.
Yes. Without me, they'll become helpless. They'll become unprotected. Yes. Who'll take care of them? Yes.
How can any of these poor souls survive without me?
How can they survive without me? Yes, because I was maintaining them, taking care. Yes. They don't know that Krishna is maintaining.
With his heart thus overwhelmed by family sentiment and filled with anxieties because of attachment to house and home, such a fool, filled with worries, dies unhappy and dissatisfied with his inability to realize his plans. He enters the blinding darkness of hell.
Blinding darkness of hell. Hell does not undertake him. In that hell, he goes to that hell. That is his destination. He develops attachment to home and heart, wife, son, daughter. So, only attachment is Krishna. Yes. One should develop attachment, only attachment, lotus feet of Krishna. No more disadvantages. Huh? Yes. So this is grihastha. Huh? So he must give up home, get out from the home. Yes. No spirit attachment, like a guest. Yes. Dwelling in a motel only temporary period. Why should attachment? This is grihastha. And by any moment he can get out, go out. No more at all. This is grihastha. This is training. This training is only attachment is Krishna. Wherever you go, Krishna is there. He will help you. Maintenance, no bother about it. Don't bother about maintenance. Krishna, some supply will come to you. Yes. If you are really always exclusively thinking of Krishna, and engaged in loving service. Why? Why maintenance will be a problem? Protection will be a problem. No protection. It's no problem. You are protected, you are maintained. Yes. Krishna has already said that yoga khe mum bahamyam ananya chintanamang jejana prajupaste tesam nitya vijuttanam yoga khe mum bahamyam. Exclusively things of being, ananya chintan, exclusively things of, no other topic there. Constantly attached to me, always attached to me, attached to Krishna. You understand? Esa nitya vijita yoga khema. I take up the responsibility of maintaining his family, Vincent, those are dependent on him, and I carry to him what he lacks. So, he has promised. Complete dependent on Krishna. Such a pure devotee. He may be a grihastha, whatever that, your devotee. He is completely dependent on Krishna. For maintenance and protection. And he has dedicated all his family. He never says, I and mine. Yes. He is grihastha. So, no problem for his maintenance of his family. Such is grihastha. Therefore says, Varnasana Sushan, most scientific, aims at giving one the facility to return home back to Godhead, which one cannot do without completely renouncing all connections with the material world. He has no connection with the material world, just outward only, external only. Only external. Isn't it? Only external. Mahaprabhu's instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami, antaranistha bahi loko vivahat, otirat krishna tamaya kariya udhar. Antaranistha bahi loko vivahat. Raghunath Das Goswami was always running away from home. Young man, married, he had a beautiful wife, like an angel, heavenly angel, yes. But nobody could bind him. His son like a king, his father is a very wealthy person, Jamidar king, but he's running away. You understand? The father catching him, dragging him. You understand? So he ran away. When Mahaprabhu came to Santipur, Adita's house, ran away there. Cried at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, please, Mahaprabhu, please, I'll go with you, I'll go with you, please take me, I'll go with you. Mahaprabhu knows. Mahaprabhu says, no, go back to your parental home, house. Mahaprabhu instruction, huh? Nahuva bhatu! What is that? Krame krame paya jiva bhava sindhu kolo. Mahaprabhu said, Nahuva bhatu, don't become mad. You go back home, grow up here. Krame krame paya jiva bhava sindhu kolo. मर्कट वैराग्य ना करो लोक देखाया यथाजोग्य विश्व भुंजो नासक्त होया अंतर्निष्ठा बाहे लोक व्यवहार ओजिरा कृष्ण तुम्हारे को उद्धार दैट इंस्ट्रक्शन महत्व मेट हिम इन शांतिपुर अदित हाउस एंड क्राइड एट हिज लोटस फीट महाप्रभु प्लीज टेक मी विद यू आई विल गो विद यू महाप्रभु सेड नो यू गो बैक पेरेंटल हाउस तीर हुए गृह जाओ ना हुआ बात महाप्रभु से तीर हुए गृह जाओ डोंट बिकम मैड गो बैक टू पेरेंटल हाउस क्रमिक क्रमिक पाए ग्रेजुअली ग्रेजुअली इज ग्रेजुअल प्रोसेस डेवलप कंप्लीटली रिलेशन से कंप्लीटली रिनाउंसिंग कनेक्शन विद द मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड देन यू गो आउट ग्रेजुअल प्रोसेस क्रमे क्रमे पाए जीव बहु सिंधु ग्रेजुअल ग्रेजुअल प्रोसेस मर्कट वैराग्य ना करो लोग दिखाया यथाज्ञ विश्व भुंजो ना सकते हो यहाँ डोंट एक्सेप्ट दिस मंकी रिनाउंसिएशन मर्कट वैराग्य मंकी
मर्कट वैराग्य चारी भैल विशाई पाए Instead of becoming a so-called renunciate, Raghunath Das, following instructions of the Lord, returned home and played exactly like a pounds and shillings man.
Pounds and shillings man. Just external behavior. Just external. You understand? Markad vairagya, monkey renunciation. Renunciate like monkey. Very temporary. Monkey jumps from one branch. Then after a few minutes, jumps to another branch of another tree. It's pretty. So, Mahaprabhu said, don't renunciate like a monkey, you understand? Markata Vairagya, only to show off the people, I am renunciate. No, we follow. One was, there was strong attachment to lotus feet of Krishna only, one attachment, no matter what, he's a real renunciate. Real renunciate. He may be in Goa, but he's a renunciate. Mahaprabhu said to Rai Ramananda, He was grihastha, He was grihastha, but he was not attached at all, not attached. Mahaprabhu said, he is better than me. Yes. I am sannyasi, I have taken a sannyasi, but not taken a sannyasi. He is grihastha, but he is not attached at all. Completely attached, let us put it this way. He is better than me, Mahaprabhu said. Yes. You follow? Grihastha should be like that. Is it like a guest, staying in the guest. A guest comes to your house, does he develop an attachment? No, this is not my house, I'm guest. After 2 days I'll go. Why shall I develop attachment? It's my house, no. Sucks. Already, blessed. Already, this house. Mahaprabhu said, go back. You have enough material wealth. Yes. You are one son, your father is king. Yathātugya viṣya bhunja unāsukta. This means develop. Let's say, vairāgya, what vairāgya? No. Yukta vairāgya. Markata vairāgya is pseudo vairāgya. Monkey? Monkey renunciation. False renunciation. Yukta vairāgya is real renunciation. He is amidst to all. Family member, all of this enjoyment there, but it's not attached. That's Jukta Vairagya. The only attached to lotus feet. That's real Vairagya. Mahaprabhu instructed that thing. Jukta Vairagya, develop Jukta Vairagya. Yathātugya viṣya bhunjo nāsakta hoya. Don't be attached. You should understand everything belongs to Krishna. I offer everything to Krishna. What Krishna gives as his prasad, just accept it. Minimum requirement. Accept minimum requirement, keep this body and soul together to render service to Krishna. Yes. And to render service. Yes. Keep this body and soul together fit. We accept prasad. Completed that. Any moment one can live home, no attachment. Antar nishtha bahi lokavyavahar utirap krishna tamaya karive udhar. In our heart, always think of Krishna and develop strong attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. No attachment to this home and heart, wife, son, daughter. It's only external behavior, external behavior. You'll behave in such a way as if they will think, oh, he is very much attached to us. Wife will think, he is very much, my husband is very much attached to us. Son, father and mother think, oh, our son is very much attached to us, this home and heart. Raghunath Das Goswami did like that. This is Grihastha. Understand? This is Grihastha. Any moment he can live, any moment. He's not attached at all. Achirap Krishna Tomai Koribhya. Go, do like that. Very soon, Achirap, very soon, Krishna will take you out from that home. Yes? That happened. This is Grihastha. Understand? Not so atas also. Becomes so much atas, at the end of death he remains there, thinking all of this thing, oh, I am going to die, my old parents are there, how can, we'll take care of them, my wife, my children, we'll be uncareful, we'll take care of them, I am dying, just thinking he dies, then he goes to hell, that undatamasi. So, this is Guru Buddha. So many instructions are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, long purpose, so many things. It will take 1 week time to explain all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, niskinchanasya bhagavata bhajanam mukhasya. Prabhupada quotes this thing. One who wants to go back home, back to Godhead, must be niskinchana, free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Niskinchana. What is niskinchana? Huh? What is niskinchana? Bolo.
Something completely detached from material enjoyment.
Detached.
From material enjoyment.
What are you saying?
A person is completely detached himself from material enjoyment.
Is?
Niskinchanasya.
This in summer. Which was? Yes. Retranslation.
Greatly lamenting, the Lord then informs Sarvabhum Bhattacharya.
Yeah.
Alas. For a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification and seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly.
That is worse from Chaitanya Chandrodaya Mahatava. Iskintanasya bhagavata bhajanam makhasya paramparam jigimishwar bhavasagarasya sandarsanam visayanam atha jositancha hahanta hanta visabhakhyana. So, up to a sadhu, he said. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami's lecture. Vishaya jinsati amku kashta diye. Rupa rasa sabda sparsa gondho tarangayita hoi amku dhakka diye. Eti pahi vishaya bauchit nuhe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kaile, bhava sagara sampurna rupe parava pahi yaman kar ichha. Epari bhagavat bhajanan mukha. Niskinchana vyaktiganaka pakhyare visai darsana, stri darsana, visabhakhyana pekhya, madhyo sadhu. Mahaprabhu's instruction. Prabhupada has quoted. Prabhupada has quoted here. One who wants, Mahaprabhu said, niskinchanasya bhagavata bhajanam mukhasya. One who wants to go back home, back to Godhead, must be niskinchana, free from all affinity for material enjoyment. This is quotation from Chaitanya Chandra Chandrodaya Nataka. This all objects of enjoyment, form, taste, sound, touch, smell, or what is that? Five objects of enjoyment, they are coming like waves in this material world, this material ocean of, dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. This materialism is like a dreadful ocean. The ocean, there are waves. These are waves, isn't it? Waves are coming. The form, taste, sound, touch, smell, coming like waves and dances. You understand? Against us. Therefore, one should not be attached to it. The objects of sense enjoyment. You follow? Don't run after these objects of sense enjoyment. Those are very, very, very eager to go back home, back to Godhead, completely renouncing all connection with material world. It aims at giving one the facility to return home back to Godhead, which one cannot do without completely renouncing all connections in the material world. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, very serious, very eager to go back home back to Godhead, he should not be tossed. He'll completely renounce all connections in the material world. Yes, divorce. You are very eager how to cross this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, go back home back to Godhead. So for them, they soon have to see even a person attached to a man. See a woman. You understand? So see a woman. See a materialistic person attached to a man. What is that? If he does like that, it is what? Vishvakshana, abominable.
More abominable than drinking poison willingly.
Yes. This is like drinking poison willingly, more abominable like that than that. You understand? Who is very, very eager to go back home, back to Godhead. For him. You understand? Understand something? So, not to see a materialistic person, not to see a woman. We are seeing so much materialistic person, woman. And then we are drinking dreadful poison. More than that. How can you go back home, back to Godhead? Then we become blind. Like Villomangal become blind, not to see. You become blind, Do you mean by that? Do you mean? What do you say? We see all these things, they are all coming here. So many materialistic persons, so many women are here, coming, and some is residing in the temple also, some. So we should not see, we should become blind. No! What does mean? This was the purpose, tattva here. Means you should see. There is one connection. Prabhupada says, renounce, completely renouncing all material connections. Every body, everything is connected with Krishna. That we'll see. We'll see there was a vision. Well, there was a vision. All connections, all, everything and all jivas, everything, every body is connected with Krishna. And there is only one relationship with Krishna. Yes. Whatever you see and find, these are all permanently for Krishna's enjoyment. Krishna is only enjoyer. Jiva is not enjoyer. Jiva cannot be enjoyer. You follow me? One who develops complete Krishna consciousness, only he can develop a vision, or he can say so. Otherwise, nobody can say so. Everybody says, yes, This is mine, home is mine, house is mine, wife is mine, son, daughter. Material wealth, asset, bank balance, everything mine, that's all meant for my enjoyment.
Huh?
Isn't it?
Huh?
Who says it's for Krishna's enjoyment? Does anybody say?
Huh?
Friendji? Then this is what is it? No? Pornographic magazine, enjoyment. Huh? TV show, enjoyment. Huh? Dog cannot say, hog cannot say. A human being is completely Krishna conscious, only he can say. He has developed some vision. Oh, it is Krishna's. Oh, it is Krishna's. It's all perfectly for Krishna's enjoyment. Not for my enjoyment, it doesn't belong to me. I belong to Krishna. How I should be enjoyed by Krishna? He thinks like that. Whatever is available, he engages everything. It lies everything for Krishna's enjoyment. And women are there. Then how he looks at women? See, he's not blind, he must look at them. Oh, such nice lady, woman, such beauty she has. Oh, Krishna will enjoy her. This is Krishna's enjoyment, this is Krishna's made servant. Yeah, she thinks like that and sees in that way. Understand me? My point is not blind. He is not blind himself. Like Bindu Manga. You see, oh, yes, this nice. Beautiful woman, such beauty. Oh, this is fragment of Krishna's beauty. And Krishna is the enjoyer. She should be enjoyed by Krishna. Yes. Krishna's jiva. Krishna's met servant. Krishna will enjoy and be happy. He looks in that way. He sees the woman in that way. Understand? That vision, that angle of vision. Understand my language? Is not, we should not see. Look at it. I will look at it. But how he look at it? Oh! As soon as one sees a beautiful woman, immediately the desire for enjoyment crops up in his heart, isn't it? Automatic, it is automatic. Immediately. Yes, this object of enjoyment. Oh, nice woman, I will enjoy. This comes up. Then that is visarakya, more of than drinking poison voluntarily. Huh? Willing, like you see, that is what. Very eager to go back home, back to God. He sees this thing in that way. Huh? Understand me? But how, what sort of vision will develop? That is instruction. It's develop complete Krishna consciousness. See Krishna everywhere, how everything and everybody is connected with Krishna, no material connection, perfect eternal relationship. Everything belongs to Krishna. Whatever you see and find, these are all perfectly for Krishna's enjoyment. Yes? Krishna is the enjoyer. Jiva is not enjoyer. Jiva cannot be enjoyer. A complete Krishna conscious person thinks like that. Your devotee thinks like that. His angle of vision is this. He sees things in this perspective. Understand me? He never says it's for my enjoyment. No, it's Krishna's enjoyment. And when he sees, a beautiful lady, woman, he sees in that angle of vision. Oh, this is a fragment of beauty of Krishna. It's Krishna's made servant. And she should be enjoyed by Krishna. Yes, she should be enjoyed by Krishna. It's Krishna's object of enjoyment, not my object of enjoyment. He sees a lady, beautiful woman, that vision. Do you understand? He doesn't see a man like an ordinary person sees as object of enjoyment. That is what he said, one should not see. Not that we'll blind ourselves, no. We'll see, but how we can see? What sort of vision will develop? That's the question. Understand me? Huh? My point. That training we give here, Guru gives, yes. The Guru has developed that vision, and he gives that instruction, and he gives training how to develop this. Yes. Then you'll never be bound up. You are not attached now. Only attachment is Krishna. Huh? You follow? So this is your teaching. Therefore he says, Iskinchanasya bhagavadavarna unmukasya. Go back home, back to Godhead. One must be free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Must be iskinchana, free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Who is iskinchana? Who is iskinchana? Go.
Person has completely detached himself from material enjoyment.
Yes. Who is that? Some jnanis are there. Do you know? Jnanis? Yes, they have developed detachment also, jnanis. Isn't it? Jnanis, some jnanis are there. They have developed detachment also. There are no attachment to this objects of material enjoyment. They have already tested it. No more, no more stinging, stinging, was, sting. No more eating, ball-like fruit, ball-like said, isn't it? Eating ball-like, very sweet. Stinging. No more, no more, isn't it? Alan, no, no more. So jnanis have developed detachment, yes. Some jnanis also have developed detachment, but they have not developed attachment to lotus feet of Krishna, for trouble is there with them, because they are not bhakta. Understand? It's not that only you develop detachment towards this material world, that's dangerous, Baba. Unless you develop strong attachment to lotus feet of Krishna, it's not proper detachment. It is phalgu vairagya, yes, phalgu, hypocrisy. And there is a river in Bihar known as Phalgu River. It seems completely dry, no water at all. It's dry. Just remove little sand, so much water inside. Yes, so much water. It's only descending. Since dry, no water, but remove lost little sand, you'll get so much water inside. It's not deceiving. Phalgu vairagya means cheaters, hypocrites. They're all deceiving. Taken up, this jnana is taken up, sannyas, karma sannyas, yes. But great cheaters. So much desires in there, yes. Unfulfilled desires, taking up sannyas, then fall down. Develop real detachment. That means develop strong attachment to lotus of Krishna and the real detachment to material. No detachment. But that is a bhakta, pure devotee only. Niskinchana. But developed strong detachment to lotus feet of Krishna, is free from all material desires, desire for material enjoyment, desire for liberation only. Even he is real niskinchana. Shastra says, na jesaṁ bhajanādanya cikirsita abhivsidam jigyāsitaṁ ca kiñcit geyāniskiñcana buddhai. You have that verse? No. This is Shastra says, na jesaṁ bhajanādanya cikirsita abhivsidam jigyāsitaṁ ca kiñcit geyāniskiñcana buddhai. That means, whose only business is Krishna bhajan. Bhajanar anya cikirsitam abhivsidam. Whose business only Krishna bhajan is only business. No other business. One was. No other desire he has. He never asks for any object of enjoyment. Do you understand? Completely free from all sorts of material desires, even desires for material liberation. His only occupation is Krishna bhajan, nothing else. The learned scholars, pandits say, he is niskinchana. He is niskinchana. Understand? He is niskinchana. His brother. He says, oh, such a fool. He's such a fool. Great fool. Mr. Mark Garden, Mr. Allen. So much attached. They are so much attached to human heart, life, son, daughter, objects of material enjoyment. Not engaged in bhajan, bhajan. They have gotten really achieved human heart, but not engaged in bhajan. So the great fault, Mr. Premji. Such an skincher sadhu says, the love of mana bhajanama. Loviya samsare dukha mana bhajanama. Loviya samsare krishna mabho jinu dukho kahi rutare. Krishna mabho jinu dukho kahi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sangh is there. Such a fool. Great fool is great fool. Such a distressed person. He has gotten such a really achieved body, human body, but not engaged in Krishna bhajan. He is mad after this material enjoyment. Isn't it? Runs after this sound, touch, form, Rupa Rasa Gandha. Form, sound, taste, touch, runs after. Runs after how to eat that ball-like fruit. Ball-like. Chakapala medicine runs after that. Isn't it? Sadhu is such a great distressed person. Not doing bhajan, Krishna bhajan. Suffering so much distress. If you ask him, how are you? I'm fine. Fine. Is it fool's paradise. Not real paradise, fool's paradise. The suffering, but saying, I'm happy. Sadhu's vision is that. Not engaged in bhajan, engaged in enjoyment, material enjoyment, runs after this form, sound, touch, taste, all that. Running after how to eat that ball-like fruit, round-shaped fruit, very nice, isn't it? Such a distressed person, but he is so careless, no suffering, then no, I am suffering. No, I am enjoying. In fool's paradise. Sadhu sees this place here. Therefore sadhu goes to him, to Satgrihastha, oh bhai, what is it? Mahavitranam mundanam gruhinam dina tetasam nisrayasaya bhagavan annyatha kalpate kuchit. Tenth canto, Bhagavan, Bhagavatam, Mahatma Sadhu, what is his vision? Mahavicharanam nunam grihinam dina cetasam nisrayasaya bhagavan nanyatha kalpate kuchi. Is a grihastha, such a great fool he is. Is so much attached, there was so much attachment to his human heart. His body, bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, family members saying, mine. Isn't it? Suffering so much. Still he is careless. He cannot understand how he's suffering. The sadhu sat dina kinchana sadhu, understand how kinchana? So sadhus go to the doorstep of such grihasthas. Those are really suffering, they were such strong attachment, woman heart, in order to shower mercy on them, to inculcate Krishna consciousness unto them, they go there, to the doorstep of such householder. So he sees them a twisting person, so. But he doesn't go there. This is a very wealthy man, I'll go there. So he can feed me sumptuously, he'll give me nice donation, good dakshina, pranami, I'll get such thing. No, then that is visabhakshana. That is, willingly drinking poison, dreadful poison. No, his vision is different. Understand? Understand the purpose? This is purpose, tattva vichar. Mahatma sadhu goes there. He is heart bleeds to see the sovereign lords of grihastha. Dino cheta grihastha, such stupid, whole grihastha, attached to home and heart, attached to objects of sense enjoyment, sovereign. He goes there to serve the mercy and come to Krishna consciousness unto him. Not for other purposes he goes there. He is not. He is akinchana, niskinchana. Mahanta subhavai tarite pamo nijo karjanaanta buddhaanta arghara. This is the nature of a Mahatma, Mahatma subhava. Tarite pamo to deliver him, to deliver such full grihastha, so much trash grihastha, suffering, distressed person, to go there, and conquer Krishna consciousness, to deliver him. You understand? This is the nature of Mahatma. This is akinchana, niskinchana, akinchana, niskinchana. That is sadhu, mahatma. This is what is quoted here. He has no material connection. Only one connection is not a spirit of Krishna. No other connection is completely free. Announce all connection with the material world. This is niskinchana. Free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Yes, is only renounced. Is completely 100% engaged in devotional service, he is in Brahman platform. Understand? This is the only first paragraph I explained. So long purpose is there. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Then another point is there also, Prabhupada quoted, Nishrayasaya. That I have not explained also. Not completely explained.
Next point.
You take 1 week, I say. Right? I want to explain completely. You take 1 week time. 1 week. Till now, 11:30. I began class at 8. 3.5 hours. Daily 3.5 hours, 1 week. Then 4 complete explanations. I can understand Prabhupada's purport. Can you understand?
Gurgamaraj Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He preached to Sachimata and his wife, and by his preaching, they became realized the temporary bodily attachments. And so we're thinking anyone who heard you speaking today also.
No more wickedness? Hello. Hello.
He's given it to you. The jnanis who have attained Brahmananda, they're not really detached at all.
Hypocrites, cheaters, only cheating. Phalgu vairagya. Phalgu vairagya. Not showing, we are renounced. But inside, so many desires. Just remove little sand, so much water. But the river seems dry. That is vairagya. Sitting vairagya, monkey vairagya. Yes. Not good. That's not real vairagya.
The same example is the cane field that burns to the ground. Like Jnana Prayaschitta, the cane
field. Yes.
Sometimes Guru Maharaj, someone may say, well, even though someone is not qualified, he may take sannyas, and it's good. Because he may serve his guru for some time in a preaching mission, and even if he has some fall down still, there's some benefit.
Very good, yes. Holding danda, really? Holding danda, catching woman. Very nice danda. Very good. Serving. What service it is, Baba? His service. चलो चलो बापा चलो रे बापा चल 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 चल
Yeah, it's so important to condemn oneself after eating that laddu you were speaking about.
Yes, it's so important for the devotee to feel like,
wow, I've been so wrong.
I'm such a fool.
Yes, such a fool I am. Condemn myself, yes. I'm such a fool. Yeah.
I'm not serving Guru and Krishna, I'm serving my family members.
Yeah, all are running. Yeah, so many running after that. Round saved. Isn't it? So much attractive round saved.
force him to stay next to that round shaped fruit till he's completely.
Therefore, this system is there. Uh-huh. 50th year, I have to leave it, Baba. Mm-hmm. No more staying.
What if after 2 years, someone says no more staying?
Nonsense. No 2 years. As soon as possible, leave it. rather remember it. Oh, so much crying. Whole night I was crying. So much stinging. What stinging? Rams. No more. Just now I'm leaving. The sufferings are enjoying. Fool's paradise. Yes. Huh? Fool's paradise. Huh? That's a false one. Yes?
Ananda, you were just explaining that the perfect Grihastha is like a brahmachari.
Yes.
So how is it that it is you're saying, or it is said that the spiritual advancement is very slow?
Hmm? What's that?
So you're saying the spiritual advancement is very slow in Grihastha.
Who is our past?
Who is it?
Yes. He's not Grihastha, he's Guru Medhi. Yeah, Guru Brata. With real Grihastha is very happy. Like Srivas Thakur. Huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? Many Grihastha devotees, very rare Ananda is Grihastha. Not sannyasi. Mahaprabhu is better than spirit to me. I'm sannyasi. I've taken a sannyas. Huh? Still when I see a woman my mind agitates. But he's not agitated at all. He's more than me. Though he's a Grihastha. Mahaprabhu said that. When he sent, Mahaprabhu sent to whom? Pradyumna Mishra. Yes. Sent Pradyumna Mishra. Huh? Go to Raya Ramananda. Take lessons from him. Huh? So, at that time Raya Ramananda was staying in Puri in that garden, Jagannath Ballo garden. He has written that drama, Jagannath Ballo drama. And he was giving training to young girls. Maiden girls, personal giving training, how they will sing and dance before Jagannath, for the pleasure of Jagannath, was giving training, some young girls, very young girls, 16-year-old young girls, beautiful young girls. So then Mr. went there, saw, he had allowed them to sit,
on his lap.
And he's massaging the naked limbs of their bodies. Do you understand? Because the limbs will be well shaped, dance and posture of this thing, that, like this. Nice shape. He's massaging, giving shape. It's for pleasure of Jagannath. We'll take part in drama. But Pradyumna Mishra had different vision. He said, what is this? Mahaprabhu sent me such a person. Is so much attached to young girls. Huh? So desire for enjoyment, sexual desire, enjoyment. Huh? Desire for enjoyment is that he has allowed these young girls sitting on his lap, massaging their naked limbs of the thought in his mind and went back. Mahaprabhu knows everything. Mahaprabhu is Lord, he's in the heart. Mahaprabhu chastised him. Hey! What do you think? Huh? I am sannyasi. Still, I have taken up sannyasi. Still, when I see a woman, my mind agitates. He's not a sannyasi. But he's more than me. He has no list attachment at all. Completely detached, completely free from all this material desire or desire, the sexual desire. Though he has allowed those young girls sit on his lap and massaging the naked limbs of the bodies. His mind is not agitated at all. You understand? Completely thinking of Jagannath, how Jagannath will be happy, they'll put up a nice dance, nice limbs, well formed. All thought is there. Mahaprabhu said that he's more than me. I'm sannyasi, but my mind agitates. But his mind never agitates. Though he is doing that thing. You see how detached he is? Understand? So such a grasta. He is a real grasta. He is a real grasta. Can you find such a grasta? No.
Okay.